Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Chesom and Beis in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. Yetz Hashem, we're going to conclude Simon Reish Tes Vav today, which deals with a very important idea of a bracha she'ena tzricha. So the Mechaber starts off and he tells us, Kol ha-mivarech bracha she'ena tzricha. Anybody that goes and makes a bracha that is not necessary, we'll define that. Such a person who makes an unnecessary bracha violates the isser of taking God's name in vain. And it says, if kenishba lashav, as if he swore falsely. And it's forbidden for somebody to go and answer amen after such a person's bracha. That concludes the Mechaber, and there is no Rambam on this. So now let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah and the many interesting Dirshu footnotes. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudches writes, Bracha She'ena Tzricha. Kigon, what is an example of Bracha She'ena Tzricha? For example, if a person, Shemavarech B'sol Chasuda, if he makes brachas in the middle of the meal, Al Dvorim She'niftaru Kvar, Ayde Birchas Emotzi. He made a bracha in the middle of the meal, on something that he didn't have to, because the hamotzi at the beginning of the meal patters all things that are part of the meal, and here he's having something that's part of the meal, and he makes a separate bracha on it. The zuha bracha shalol litzorichi klal. This bracha was totally unnecessary, and that therefore is wrong, and the person is taking God's name in vain. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, va'od, kasuva poskim. The poskim add additional examples. Da'afilu im achshav lo hiyo habracha levatola. Even if the bracha is not a bracha levatola right now. Gam ken hi lefamim b'chlal bracha she'ena tzricha. Even if the bracha is not what we would call a bracha of atola, or a wasted bracha, but it still could be a bracha that was unnecessary. For example, kigon, im shulchano aruch lefanov. He has his table set up in front of him beautifully. V'dayto leilech v'lito yodav lechol. And he has every intention to go now and wash, and then to partake of the delicious foods that he has on the table. But before he does that, v'lokeach kodem hanetila, before he goes and washes, umavarech al dvarim shadayto lochem so chasuda, he goes and makes the bracha on something that he's going to, in 10 minutes later, eat as part of the meal, and he goes and makes a bracha on it right now. So he sees a french fry on the table, he makes a bracha bar pi adam on the french fry, then he goes and washes, and then he has more french fries later on, which would have been exempted as part of the meal with the hamotzi that he made. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Gam ze osu. This is also forbidden for the person to do. Why? To go in bracha she'eno tzricha. Because it forces the situation. He makes a bracha over here that was unnecessary. If he had just waited a moment, he would have been able to be exempting this bari pri adam and the french fries with the hamotzi lechem in aretz that he was about to make. Now, this must be qualified right away. And we look in Dirshu footnote number 19, and he says, Im heim dvarim sha'oev yosel yochlum kodem asuda. If, however, he wanted that french fry now. He's toive for that french fry. He would like to eat that french fry right now, rather than eating it in the middle of the meal. So then, we've already learned in Simon Kufay and Vav, Sheish Omrim, there is an opinion that says, Shemut lochlom kodem asuda. The guy wants to eat the french fry right now. He's not willing to wait till the middle of the meal. And therefore, Ein bekach mishum gram brocha she'ena tzricha. According to this opinion, that would not be considered a brocha she'ena tzricha. And certainly, the imheim dvarim hamoshchem es halev l'tayev os hamaychol, if this is something that's going to stimulate his appetite by eating it now before the meal, bevadai sheyachol la'ochlem kodem asuda, you certainly are allowed, you have halachic right to go and take that item before the meal and make a bracha on it, and that's not called the ein zu bracha she'enu tzricha. The issue number 20 adds, the cheinim mesayeh esudoso, the person concludes his meal, umavarach b'yachas hamazon, and, however, he still has in mind that he's going to eat after benching. That's also the osu mishum bracha she'eno tzricha. That additional bracha that he's now going to make, and possibly even a bracha achrona, are unnecessary. So that's also called an example of a bracha she'eno tzricha, because you have the opportunity to eat the item before the benching. The hamotzi would pater that, and therefore you don't have to make a separate bracha rishona because you're eating it before benching. Therefore, mishum kach kosev lekamen in simin reish sadi aleph, we're going to learn in simin reish sadi aleph ilchus Shabbos, she'en lechalek esudah shachris shal Shabbos l'shnayim, kedei lekayim esudah shlishis. The person wants to be smart, and he says, listen, I got to eat three meals on Shabbos, I have a big lunch, I'll stop in the middle of lunch, bench, and then I'll wash again. And in this way, I'll have shalish shudas already completed. So you shouldn't do that. And he says, this is true even if Sunday, Matzah Shabbos, is Yontif. So you don't want to have a meal right before Shalosh Shudas, right before Yontif starts. So therefore, you'll have the meal right with lunch. So he says, that's not right. Because in that situation, you're growing a bracha she'eno tzricha. The second washing was unnecessary. However, what you can do in that situation is go and divide the meal up, take a teal, go take a walk, a shpatzir someplace, or do something in between the first part of the meal, then you bench, and then go have a second meal later on, that would be acceptable. And that's, in fact, what many people do on Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, which is the right thing to do to break up the Shachar's meal into two so you can wash, because once you reach the point where it's also to have chametz on Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, so now you're going to be stuck. How are you going to accomplish Shalosh Shudos without any bread, and you're not allowed to eat matzah? The issue for number 21 adds, if a person has a suffix, is he or is he not chayiv to make a bracha, so then in that situation, yochol ligrom liyatzlo chiv chodosh. In that situation, you can cause yourself to have to make a new bracha that will pata this thing that you have a suffix about, and that's not called the bracha shina tzricha. For example, we learned in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, b'mi shirotze listalek misofik bracha alamayim shibasoch hasuda. There's a question that we learned over there, does the water in the middle of the meal get exempted by the bread, or was that a separate thing that it wouldn't get exempted by the bread? So he says, in this situation, go make a shahakol on a beverage before the meal, that you're certainly allowed to do, and have in mind that it will potter any question of whether you need to make a bracha over here. So we don't say that the bracha before the meal on the beverage is a bracha she'eino tzricha. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, v'kol shekein, and certainly, hamavsik ben habracha yasiya. If a person interrupts between making the bracha and the action, the eating or the mitzvah that he's about to do, that is called the gorim shetis batel habracha rishon legamre bevad yasser. You're causing your initial bracha that you made to be not a good bracha. You're totally destroying that bracha. So then that would be asr if you did this on purpose. The issue for number 22 reminds us that we had said even a single word is considered a hefsek. That's true even if you interrupted because of honoring somebody to say hello to them, or because you're afraid of somebody, or even if you'd answer amen or kedusha or baruch, all of those are inappropriate interruptions. And lechatchila, we said even if you're silent for more than yoser michadei dibor, that also is not a proper thing to do. Although there, if you're a silent b'dieved, it's not considered a hefsek. Mishnah Berurah concludes this Sif Katan over here. Ba'ayin le'el b'simen men vav. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan yudal b'agin avram b'simen zeh l'inyan hashlomas me'a brachas b'shabbos. This is a very important idea that we all know, that a person is supposed to make 100 brachas every day. Early sources of this, including from David HaMelech, and it's the Ramazim, allusions to this from Psukim. So therefore, a person has to try to make 100 brachas a day. But one should not make a bracha she'eino tzricha because you're trying to get to 100 brachas. And that's what's brought down in Dirshu foot number 23 that we learned previously in the Mishnah Berurah. She'ein li kanes b'chashash bracha she'eino tzricha avur mitzvos me'a brachos. Because of your desire to fulfill this idea of making 100 brachas every day, only make them on appropriate brachas, but don't put yourself into saying, as one of those 100 brachas, a bracha she'eino tzricha. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yutes. He writes, wrote Shalomar, that when the Mechaber told us that if you say a bracha she'eino tzricha, it's taking Hashem's name in vain, wrote Shalomar, the Mishnah Berurah said, the Mechaber is meaning to tell us over here, Av shehu mevarech kiseder nusach habracha b'derech hodov v'shevach. This is when you're saying the proper bracha that Chazal instituted when it was appropriate, and you're saying this in a perfectly normal way of shevach v'hodov to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, kivon she'eino tzricha, since this is an unnecessary bracha, you're not allowed to do this. And that's why it's called taking Hashem's name in vain. And certainly, v'kol shekein im hiskir shem Hashem levatola, and certainly, chas v'sholom, if a person were to take Hashem's name in total batola, in totally for no reason, not as part of an inappropriate bracha, certainly that is wrong. V'lav davka shem shel arba osios, and this is also not only the shame of the four osios of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud shem, but in Share Hashemos, Gam Kein Bichlal Issuzet. This is also included in the issue of taking Hashem's name in vain, the mentioning of any one of Hashem's names. And this is so much so that in Dirshu foot number 26, he brings down that the Chazon Ish says, She'itochin she'eino mishum haskaras Hashem shelo l'tzorech. The problem over here isn't that you said Hashem's name for no reason, because after all, you were praising Hashem. El mishum she'ein royally odom lo geshes el hektish tomid. It's inappropriate for a person to go and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except in the ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they were supposed to pray him, the way that the rabbi set up. And he adds, therefore, even if you don't take the proper name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you use other kinuyim, it's still awesome for a person to do this. And this is as well brought down in the Shelos HaTshuvos of Rekiva Eger. And however, the Chazon Ish concludes and he says that the words of Rekiva Eger aren't necessarily absolutely definitive. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'u adin imotzi Hashem b'loshon laz levatol. The same thing applies if you take God's name in vain in a foreign language. And Dirshu foot number 27 brings down, we've already learned this in Siman Pehei, Sheyesh isu lahaskil levatol es Hashem o Shakodesh Baruch Hu nikra behem belaz. Kegon got B'loshan Ashkenaz, a person shouldn't even say the word God in vain. That's an improper usage of Hashem's name. Dainu shelo kiderech sheva v'oda, assuming, of course, that it's not as part of the regular praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a problem for the person to say, Hashem, God, is a great God. That's okay. Gam kin yesh iser. But to just take the phrase God and use it in a way that's inappropriate is also an iser. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kos Havel Yerabba b'shem Sefer Chasidim." The El Yerabba brings down the name of the Sefer Chasidim. Im Tishma Shechaver Cho Maskir Hashem. If you see your friend is making a bracha or is mentioning God's name and he hasn't finished his statement yet or the bracha, Al Tikonis Tok Tvarav. Do not interrupt him. Lo Marseli Kach V'Kach. Please do me a favor. Do me this. Do me that. Shari Ayidei Zeh. Because as a result of your talking to him, Yishtok, he's going to be silent. L'shmor Dvarecha, to hear your words, and you're going to cause V'atog Gorim Shiotzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. And therefore, retroactively, it will be that his taking Hashem's name was Levatola. As we pointed out, even a pause L'chatchila shouldn't be done. And certainly, if it's going to cause him to talk. However, Avolim Tishma Shachavircha Hiskir Shem Hashem L'kalal Eschavir. But if you see that somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, took God's name and is about to curse his friend with God's name, then by all means, Os Tafsik Dvarav, do everything you can to interrupt it, because that's a far worse sin. Kiyechto Kishiyakalo, to actually use God's name to curse somebody is worse than just saying God's name and then stopping him from at least cursing the other person. Now we go to Sivkot and Chof. He says that if a person takes Hashem's name in vain, it's as if he was Kenishba Lashov. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Hu Lashon HaRambam. This is a direct quote from the Rambam. Umakor Mimad Yisa B'Gor. And the Rambam is based upon what's written in the Gemara. Kol Mevarech Baruch Hashem Atzricha Over Mishum Lo Siso Es Shem. Anybody that takes God's name in vain by saying a Baruch Hashem Atzricha is over the Isser of Lo Siso Hashem. You're not allowed to take Hashem's name in vain. The issue for number 29 reminds us that we've already learned in Siman Reishvav that if a person Chas V'Shalom did say a Baruch Hashem Atzricha, so the Shulchan Aruch there said that a person should say Baruch Hashem Kvo Machosol Yom V'Ed, as brought down by the Rishalmi, as a sort of a takana for taking Hashem's name in vain. And the Chazon Ish explains, Sha'av Shagam B'Tchila Amar B'Derech Sheva Chodah, the person, while he took God's name in vain, was saying a Nusach of a Bracha that praises that Kodesh Baruch Hu, but nevertheless, that's not called something that's permissible, and therefore, so to say, to remind himself that he took God's name in vain, he should say, Baruch Shem Laharosh is Asur, to realize and understand that what he did was wrong, V'Nechshav Kilu Motzi Shem L'Vatola, and it was as if he'd said God's name totally in vain. When should a person say this Baruch Shem? So the Chayyadim writes, Sheyesh L'Omro Tekef Umiyad L'Achashabirach, immediately right afterwards. However, the Eshel Avrami Bachach disagrees, and he says, while you should ideally say it right away, that's a Midas Chasidus, to make sure that you don't forget to say it, but he says you can say it at any point in time and still be Yotze, the rectification as best as possible of saying God's name in vain, and that's also the opinion of the Sheyel Tzitzuvah's Mincha Yitzchak, Dayin Weiz Zatzal, as well as the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. The opinion of Shlomo Zalman is, however, a somewhat intermediate position. Shim Osek Adayin Ba'osu Inyan, if you're still involved in that thing, so then you can say Baruch Shem, but beyond that, it's too late to say. However, he also concludes and he says, Ein HaTikun Mo'el, it really doesn't work, and one should certainly obviously do everything possible not to say a Baruch Hashem Atzricha. Finally, the Ksos HaShulchan adds, and he says, L'chatchila yesh l'omer b'toch k'dei dibor. If a person did say a Baruch Hashem Atzricha, so then he should say as soon as possible, toch k'dei dibor, if possible, Baruch Shem. However, b'di'evit yochol omer af li'achekan. He could say it afterwards. In a situation where a person is mesupuk, if he had or not to make a bracha, so the Mishnah Berurah already taught us in Simcha Chav Hey, she evshel levarich v'lomer miyad achachach baruch shem. Don't go say the bracha when you're not allowed to, and then say baruch shem to get away with it. I would do that by tefillin, so tefillin is a special din, because according to most poskim, we really should be making the bracha, so it's really only a minority opinion, and we just say baruch shem, k'dei lotzis midei kol pikbuk, just to get around any problem that there exists, albeit it's a minority opinion. We continue in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, "Let me call Malkum Das Kama Rishonim De'ikar Issa Midiranan." While the Rambam seems to say over here that this is an Issa Daraisa, many Rishonim say that it's only an Issa Darabanan. Kivan Shuhu Maskiro Bibracha Derech Shevach Ve'Oda, because after all, you're not taking God's name in vain; you are praising God. And this idea of Lo Sisa is Rakin Asmachta Ukra Asmachta Biyam. It's just an allusion to this. Avol Maskiro LaHashem Chas V'Shalom LaVatolah Below Bracha. But if a person Rachmon Litzlan actually said God's name for no bracha, for no purpose whatsoever, then Lekuli Amo Yeshbo Issa Torah. That is an Issa Daraisa. Because Shu Over Al Mitzvah Sasei, he's over at Nasei. The Es Hashem Lokecha Tirah. You should be in awe and fear of God. She has Haru Lemotzi Shem Shemayim Levatola, and that is in fact a positive commandment, telling us that we should be very much concerned about taking God's name in vain, as the Gemara Kedisa Betruma tells us on Daf Dalet. Yeshu footnote number 30 brings down that the bottom line are four things according to the Sheva Levi, Rav Ozzel Zatzal, in terms of taking God's name in vain. So he says, number one, Aleph, Motzi Shem Shemayla Vatolo Shalom B'derech Bracha. If a person says God's name inappropriately without being in the context of a bracha, albeit an inappropriate bracha, that's an Issa Daraisa. Second category, Beis, Berach Bracha Shein Atzricha. A person said a Bracha Shein Atzricha. So according to the Rambam, that's an Issa Daraisa. According to Tosus and the other Rishonim, it's an Issa Darabanan because the Pasuk is just an Asmachta. Category three, Goreim Bracha Shein Atzricha. If you cause a bracha, this was unnecessary to be said. For example, the cases we gave before, that you didn't exempt yourself with the bracha, that you could have made the hamotzi and not have to make a bracha in the middle of the meal, so you made that bracha at the beginning of the meal. So in that situation, that's certainly only an Issa Darabanan. And finally, if somebody went the brachas out of order, he made the tafel before the ikur, so then that's not even an issa of taking God's name in vain. That's a separate problem that we've discussed previously. So these categories of taking God's name in vain, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Kizeu mechlal hayira shallah haskiu shemuha gadol kimederach sheva vadoa masha b'chuyav. A person should never say God's name except in the exact proper way that he's supposed to, and it's a flaw in his awe and kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he does so. However, that's not called avolol vatola in that situation. But the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, Mikol Makom, Bela Dasa Rambam, Mela Shara Posu, whether it's the Rambam or Tosus, the other Rishonim, in his stopic law, lays a bracha and berach lo, if a person is in doubt, did he or did he not make a bracha? So then, we have the general rule which we've mentioned many times, in Mudava Shu Daraisa, if it is a bracha Daraisa, for example, benching, according to many, Birchas HaTorah, Chozim Avaruch, you have to go and repeat the bracha, because Sofik Daraisa L'chumra. In Mudarabanan, if this is an act of the Rabbanan bracha, then lo yach zoyvaruch, then you do not go and make the bracha again. And the issue for number 31 brings down, if the action is a deraisa, but the bracha is only the rabbanan, again, you do the action again, sofik deraisa l'chumra, but you don't make the bracha. So for example, a person is not sure, did he not shake lulav and esrog, so he goes and shakes lulav and esrog again, but he would not make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Umashma mikam achronim deisur yesh badov alazul varach." In effect, if a person were to go in a suffix situation and make a bracha that he shouldn't have made, that would actually be an isser. And Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar Tzion Otz Chaf Aleph brings down the Nir Aliyah Tam. The reasoning he says is mishum da asim huadover alosisa, because the rabbis basically based it upon this allusion to the pasuk alosisa shalav as a chomur mishar lavin. This isser over here of taking God's name in vain is a stricter isser, another straightforward lavin, and it has the category, so to say, of chayvei krisus and mises based in its terms of its strength. Finally, Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Kosva achronim, tafilu yesh svek svekel hatzuch bracha. Even if there's a double doubt over here, should you make the bracha or not? For example, kagon, sofik ocha kazayis lo. You're not sure if you had a kazayis or not. So you don't have to make the bracha achronim if it's less than a kazayis, but if it's more than a kazayis, you do. Vim tim tzilom lo achal, and if you want to say he didn't need a kazayis, maybe shema halacha dal bir yafilu pachas mi kazayis mevrachon. This may be an entire entity, and even if it's less than a kazayis, you should make a bracha. So you have a svek svek over here. Nevertheless, afilu hochi, svek o lohoki v'lo yivrach. Even in this situation, where it's a svek sveka, so we still say, do not make the bracha. Finally, Sivkut and Chafalef in the Mishnah Berurah, V'yosulano Sachrov, if a person did make a bracha shein atzricha, you shouldn't answer amen, because he says it's no different. The lo odif mitinok shemaskar Hashem derech limudo. This is no different than a child who's being taught the brachos while he's not eating, and he's being taught to say the brachos, and he says the shem of Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, he says the real name of Hashem, Shakol Ne'evit Varo, you're teaching him the brachos, you don't answer amen. The lo also is Sebasko Raso. There he didn't even do anything wrong. As we pointed out, the Rebbe and the child are both given permission to say Hashem's name, so they should learn the brachos. And nevertheless, V'ilohochi ain lano so we do not answer amen after the Rebbe or the student, the ain shame bracha Allah, because it's not called the bracha. It's called chinuch in brachas, but it's not a bracha. So certainly in our case, kol shekein zed, the osu isser, certainly in our case, where the person did say Hashem's name wrong, incorrectly, certainly, the hotzi shem shemayim levatola, he said Hashem's name unnecessarily, levatola, so certainly we do not answer amen. This is brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon. That concludes today's shir and Simon Reish Tesvav.